The son of a farmer, Bishop Ignace Bourget was born in Saint-Joseph-de-la-Pointe-de-Lévis on October 30, 1799, and deceased in Sault-au-Ricollet on June 8, 1885. He left his mark on the history of Montreal through his works, his visionary spirit, and his rigid conservatism. As the second Bishop of Montreal from 1840 to 1876, he applied himself to strengthening ties between the Catholic Church in Quebec and the Vatican while supporting Curé Labelle and the colonization efforts. A tireless worker, he founded, among other things, an association to promote the colonization of the eastern townships. He supported the expansion of the Société of Saint-Vincent-de-Paul to help the poor, and the establishment of Saint-Enfant-Jésus Hospital for the care of deaf mutes, located in Côte-Saint-Louis, now part of Outremont. It was during his time as bishop that the Vatican agreed to divide up Montreal's only parish, Notre-Dame, which was under the dominion of the Sulpician Fathers. Between September 1866 and December 1867, Bishop Bourget quickly erected 10 new Catholic parishes. The erection of so many parishes led to a boom in church building, particularly in the city of Montreal. Between 1841 and 1866, Bishop Bourget contributed to the arrival or introduction of 14 new religious orders in his diocese to look after orphans, the indigent, the mentally and physically ill, the blind, deaf mutes, single mothers, and female prisoners. Today we think of Bishop Bourget as a hard worker. Despite his often precarious health, he was a leader who inspired devotion in those close to him and an effective administrator who helped to establish many enduring works, both within his diocese and outside it. If you wish to learn more about Father Nazaire Pichet, please select stop number 4. To continue your visit with a description of the Simpson Manor and the Stoneware House, please select stop number 5.